Well, so much, very briefly, for the Buddha and the Dharma. Now what about the Sangha, the spiritual community? Because it's that with which we are principally concerned. Sangha, which is just a Sanskrit and Pali word meaning association, really, or society as we'd say today. Sangha really means the community of followers of the Buddha. Whenever you have a society or an association, there are certain what we call aims and objects, things held in common, things you're trying to do together. So just the same in the case of this community, this society or association, this spiritual community, that is to say, the Sangha. The Sangha, the community of followers of the Buddha, consists of all those who accept this ideal of enlightened humanity. That is to say, all who've taken refuge in the Buddha, all who regard enlightenment as the ultimate aim of their existence. And it's also the community of those who are trying to put the doctrine, the teaching, into practice. That is to say, those who effectively take refuge in or go for refuge to the Dharma. So it's this common allegiance to the Buddha, to the ideal of enlightened humanity, and to the Dharma, this idea of the way or path leading to that state, that realization, which constitutes the bond of union between the members of the spiritual community or the Sangha. This is very important. This is the real inner bond of union, or if you like, bond of unity. We've all got the same ultimate goal, the same spiritual ideal, Buddhahood, and we're all following, albeit perhaps at different stages, the same path, the same way, practicing the same Dharma. And it's that which binds us together, holds us together, as it were, in a single community. If we don't really believe in the Buddha, if we're not really aiming at enlightenment, if we're not really trying to practice the Dharma, then we may say Buddhang Saranang Gacchami and Dhammang Saranang Gacchami, but we won't really be members of the Buddhist spiritual community or the Sangha. This reminds me of a rather interesting, not to say comical, illustration from Buddha Ghosha, the great Pali commentator. He says that the case of a person who just tails along behind the Buddhist community, just saying Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, but not really belonging to that community, he said, is just like a donkey following a herd of cows. He said, the donkey may say, I'm a cow too, I'm a cow too. But he said, neither in his horns or in his hoofs is he anything like a cow, whatever he may say. So he said, it's just the same with the false follower. He may say, or she may say, Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, but that doesn't make them really a member of the Buddhist spiritual community or the Sangha. The bond is inner and spiritual. Now the Sangha or spiritual community, we can say, and here again we're traversing ground which will be familiar to some of you at least, exists on three different levels. But if you like, we can look at it from three different points of view. First of all, there's what we call the Mahasangha. Maha simply means great. The great Sangha, the great assembly, or the great spiritual community. And this consists of the whole body of even more or less nominal followers of the Buddha, whether they are monks, whether they are lay people, and so on. The whole community of those who take the refuges or go for refuge with varying degrees of sincerity and profundity, and who observe a greater or a lesser number of silas or precepts. The minimum which the lay person is supposed to observe is 5. If possible, 8 on those special days we call the Uposatha days. The novice monks observe 10 or 32 in some traditions, and the fully ordained bhikshus observe 150. We'll go into that a little later. So the spiritual community in the first place, in the first sense, consists of the great spiritual community, all those who go for refuge to the Buddha and the Dharma without any distinction or the degree of their sincerity or understanding or spiritual experience, whether they're monks, whether they're lay people, the whole lot of them, the whole Buddhist community, you may say, all those people in different parts of the world, due to whose existence certain areas on the map are marked yellow to show the existence of Buddhism there. So that's the first sense, the first level.